Hello, my name is Michał Morciniec and I'm a partner technical consultant. I will show you how you can enable Windows Azure Diagnostics for a cloud service using Visual Studio 2013. Let's create a solution containing a cloud service project and a web role in Visual Studio 13. You can find the diagnostic configuration of a role in the role settings in the Cloud Service project. In the Diagnostics section, we will enable gathering of diagnostic data by defining a custom plan. We will configure the Application Logs section, which will allow us to collect traces generated from the application. We will use verbose level for tracing. And for demo purposes, we will transfer the collected traces every minute to Azure Storage Table. Each diagnostic data type has a buffer assigned, and here we specify its maximum size. It is also possible to configure the collection of event logs, performance counters, the diagnostic infrastructure itself, and IaaS logs, as well as crash dumps. You will also be able to modify the diagnostic configuration after your cloud service is deployed to Windows Azure. We now have to tell Windows Azure which storage account should be used to store diagnostics data that will be collected from the role instance. We also keep the checkmark to update development storage connection strings when publishing to Windows Azure. We will now instrument the web application with traces. Visual Studio already added the required references, so all that is required is to add trace statements in a default ASPX.cs file. We will now build and publish the cloud service with our diagnostics configuration to Windows Azure. Once the cloud service has been deployed, we will access it to generate traces. The diagnostic infrastructure transfers the data to the storage account we have specified, and the application traces can be found in the WAD logs table. In this video, we have looked at how to enable diagnostics for a cloud service using Visual Studio 2013. Here are some useful links. Thank you for watching.